Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your cell phone company may be selling location data, allowing people to track your every move, and this even after they said they wouldn't do it. On our newsline is FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel. Commissioner, who is getting this location data and how are they using it?
Well, all of us have cell phones. I mean, they're with us at all times. And when they're with us, they are constantly communicating with nearby cell towers. That's how you get service. That's how you get your calls and your texts. So you want your wireless carrier to be able to provide you with service. But in the course of this, they are selling that information to location aggregators, who in turn sell it to some shady middlemen. And as a result, there are entities out there that will sell information about where you are with your cell phone in real time. It's like this. For a few hundred dollars, anyone can pay to figure out where you are within a few hundred meters. And that, to me, does not sound right. I think the FCC needs to investigate.
So anyone can get this? I mean, it's not that hard to obtain the information?
Well, we know from a report and effort that was put out there by Vice and Motherboard that it's possible to do this. That publication went to a bounty hunter, and the reporter's information about where they are in real time was disclosed for just a few hundred dollars. What's apparent to me is that this data ecosystem lacks adequate oversight, and it's time for the FCC to investigate, and it's time for us to figure out what's going on.
Did I overstate? I mean, can my every move be tracked? Can they track me as I walk down the street?
Well, you know, your mobile phone contains a lot of information about where you go, and that's a function of you wanting to be able to take in your calls and texts. So there's information about what cell towers it's communicating with that's definitely available to your wireless provider. You want them to have that, right? That's how they provide you service. And frankly, it's okay to have lawful law enforcement requests for that information. But you didn't give permission to anybody and anyone to pay to get information about where you are at any time. That's the problem, and that's where the oversight is necessary.
Now, didn't the wireless carriers already say that they would not sell location data?
I believe back in May, after the first report of this, there were carriers that came out and said, we're going to stop this practice. This is a problem. But that's why this next report from Vice and Motherboard is so striking, because it appears that they haven't. Now, in the last 24 hours, the three carriers cited in that report have come out and indicated that they're going to stop this process. And that's good. We should all be happy that that's true. But I still think we have to get to the bottom of this. What third parties had access to this data and when? We need to figure that out.
Now, I know people are listening right now and asking, what can I do? Do I have to block location tracking on my phone?
Well, on a lot of applications, you can make choices about blocking location tracking, but your calls are different because they need to know what cell tower you're near. And so you can't go in and block that. The real question here is, was this made transparent to you when you signed up for cell service? Did you agree to this behavior? I know I didn't, and I bet you didn't either. So we got to figure out what happened here, what broke down, and what oversight from the Federal Communications Commission is necessary.
Well, and that leads into my next question. If this doesn't end, what can the FCC do? Can your agency impose financial or even criminal penalties?
Well, the agency under the Communications Act has longstanding authority to take a look at customer proprietary network information, which includes location information associated with the provision of service. We've got to figure out how, in a modern way, those rules apply to these practices.
This is important for anyone who has a cell phone. FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.